Well, 2 days in a row, I'm going to talk about how cheap I am. This time, it doesn't have to do with birthday gifts. It has to do with souvenirs. Came into the studio yesterday, and there was a yellow bag back here, and it says, for Carter and Colt.
I saw it.
I knew that shade of yellow, and I knew that our very own Anthony had been out in Georgia. Mm. He went to the Savannah Bananas gift shop and got my boys Savannah Banana baseballs. Like, how cool is that?
Very sweet of Anthony.
He's
very
on vacation,
thoughtful.
Yeah, with his family, and he's thinking of my family.
He's a lot more selfless than me.
Yeah, me too. And that's immediately what I thought. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, I was so grateful. Send him a text, thank you. And then I was like, man, I don't think I've ever bought a souvenir for my coworkers before.
I haven't, but when I went on vacation with my ex-wife, she always did. And we had to go from gift shop to this shop while on vacation. And it drove me nuts. I'm like, I'm not sure if they even care about it. I don't want to waste my time buying souvenirs, as selfish as that sound. Here's what I'll do. I'll buy them a beer when I get back to town and tell them about my vacation. Are they really, you got a, like a you got more than a souvenir. You got like a gift that was meaningful.
Well, yeah. And then when I texted Anthony, I was like, oh my gosh, dude, that was so cool. He was like, well, I knew the boys like the Savannah Bananas. So when we drove by, I was like, let me just go run and get like a baseball or something. Which again, so thoughtful. You're out with your family thinking of my family. My philosophy with like souvenirs is, what does somebody care that I went there? And, you know, I got them a sweatshirt from fill-in-the-blank city that they've never been to. This obviously is different because my boys do like the Savannah Bananas. But, like, oh, look, we went to Jacksonville. Here's a sweatshirt from Jacksonville. Like, what does that person care?
I have the same philosophy as you, but my ex-wife would always say to me, it's the thought that counts, right, guy. That's the number one thing. They will appreciate it because you thought of them no matter what you get them. But I still think it's a waste of time.
I had a coworker who brought me back a shot glass. He had gone on vacation and he brought me back a shot glass. And I was like, okay, that's really cool. Thank you. Again, though, it made me think, am I just that cheap that I don't ever buy souvenirs for anybody else?
I don't think it's about being cheap, though. Or is it financial for you? For me, it's just about, it's just a lot. It's just a waste of time. I'd rather be doing something else.
And Art's the same way, too. He's like, why did we go on vacation and spend half of our time in the gift shop?
Yeah, that's what drove me nuts.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I appreciate it when I get it, but every time I've received a souvenir, I've probably lost it now. I don't know where it is.
Do you buy souvenirs for your coworkers? Let's see. Are you more thoughtful than Guy and myself?
We sound so cynical.
We do. Maybe, yeah. And the other thing is I don't go on vacation that often, but we want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Well, thanks, Anthony, for making your coworkers look bad by doing something good.
I know. He's like the perfect coworker. He went on vacation. He brought my kids back souvenirs from the Savannah Banana gift shop out there.
Yeah.
They were over the moon yesterday. And when I texted him to thank him, because I didn't see him yesterday in person, he was like, oh, it's no big deal. I drove by and I thought of Carter and Colt, so I turned around. You turn around with your family on vacation to get something for my kids. You know what I mean?
So Kelly and I freely admitted, we don't buy souvenirs while on vacation. My ex-wife used to do it when we were on vacation. She used to drive me nuts. 562 says, went to Paris on my honeymoon, bought some friends Eiffel Tower keychains, but that's because we asked some money for our honeymoon. Otherwise, that's it.
Okay. 909 says, I don't think people care about souvenirs like sweatshirts or magnets, but usually when we go on a vacation to like Hawaii, I will bring back some chocolate-covered macadamia nuts or something with like a really cool hand lotion that's specific from where we went. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's not for being cheap for me, although it is a little bit. I just don't like going to gift shop and trying to work out who I have to buy souvenirs for and who might miss out on the situation as well.
Lisa in Moreno Valley, do you buy your coworkers souvenirs?
I'm going to. If there's this guy at work, every time he goes on vacation, he brings me something. So I told my husband, I said, I'm going to have to buy him something eventually.
But now you feel obligated to do it.
I kind of do.
You'd do the same thing, right, Kelly? If you kept getting gifts from one particular person, you'd go and buy them a gift. I think that's sort of different. But would you do it in any other regard?
Probably not.
well, now that I go on vacation, I'm going to have to bring back Reese something and the new baby.
That's the issue. 909's trying to make us feel bad. I go to Mexico twice a year to visit my parents and always bring back souvenirs. It's not about being cheap. It's about not being selfish and appreciating the people in my life. It's good to think about others once in a while. Thanks a lot. Now, I'm going to go to therapy now.
Now I feel bad about that. 909 says, we went on vacation last year to Disneyland. My husband and I didn't think about grabbing souvenirs for anybody, but my daughter really wanted to get something for her best friend. So she asked if she could get her a bubble wand souvenir. We said, okay, fine. It was $30. Yeah, that one backfired. Do you buy souvenirs for your coworkers? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us now at 888-431-3764. I am the world's worst coworker.
Me too.
I have never bought my coworkers a souvenir. I don't think ever. And then I come into the studio yesterday, and Anthony, while he was out on vacation, bought my two boys baseballs from the Savannah Banana gift shop. He thought of my kids on his vacation and brought back a souvenir for them. I feel terrible because I don't think I've ever done that in my life.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony, for being Mr. Perfect and doing that, because we now feel terrible because I've never done it either. My ex-wife used to do it and used to drive me nuts. 562 says, I always send a postcard for my trip, and if I see something that makes me think of that person, I'll also buy it. Whatever.
That one I could get. Like, if I see something and I'm like, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so, but then I go, well, if I'm going to get Guy a souvenir, well, then I need to get something for Anthony. If I get something for Anthony, I need to get something for Heather. I need to get something for Dana. I need to get something for Pepper. And then it just snowballs
into...
You think
it's a domino effect.
I'm buying everybody in the office something, and then I end up buying a bunch of junk.
You're exactly right. Then your bank account's done.
Ellie in San Bernardino, do you buy your coworkers souvenirs when you go on vacation?
I don't. What I do, more for my parents, we like to do stickers for our luggage to see like where our luggage has gone. So I'll do stickers for myself, but my parents, they collect bottle opener magnets from everywhere they've traveled. They have their backyard patio all set up, and they have all their magnets from all their different destinations.
I love that, and I love that for you, that you can go into a gift shop and know what to get, because that's part of like the stress of, oh gosh, do I get them a shot glass? Do I get them a tank top? What do I buy them?
Right, and all the gift shops are always so crazy, so hectic, and you just walk in, and it's like you're instantly overwhelmed, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's way too much for my intelligence. I actually don't want to get souvenirs from someone because I don't want to have to return the favor. Is that a horrible mentality?
No.
No, I agree, because I'm the same way, not necessarily with like vacation souvenirs, but birthday gifts. I'd rather just tell you happy birthday and be on with the day.
Oh, yeah. You know what this is opening up? This is a whole new can of worms because the holidays around the corner. Do you buy your coworkers gifts? Can we all agree not to?
I love that. Love that if we can. But there's always one person that screws that up and buys them and then makes everyone feel bad.